Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who sells a field to his friend. He tells him that he's going to sell him a bet kur. A bet kur is a certain amount of land that could produce a kor of barley, which is 75,000 square amot. He tells him he's going to sell him that amount, and let's see how it plays out. Mishnah says, Ha'omed l'chaviro. Bet kor afar ani moched lach. Somebody tells his friend, I'm selling you a bet kor of land, of earth. He has to give the buyer a full bet kor at that point in time, one that could be plowed and harvested as one entity. He's selling him one bet kor, and therefore it has to be that the whole entire area that he's selling him is plowable. Hayusham nekaim amukim asra tefahim. Oh, Silaim Gebuhim Asra Tefahim. And therefore, if there were cracks in the field that were 10 Tefahim deep, so now those cracks are all the way down, and when he's plowing, he's unable to reach those cracks. Oh, Silaim Gebuhim Asra Tefahim. Or there are stones that are higher than 10 Tefahim over there. So now he can't reach the high levels that these stony parts of the field are. We say, enan nimdadin ima. These parts of the field are not counted towards the 75,000 square amot that we're looking for, because you have to have 75,000 amot of plantable area. That's part of one field. If a person can't plow in one shot, if he has to adjust his plow in such a drastic way in order to plow those other parts of the field, it's not considered to be part of the one field that he sold his friend. Therefore, we don't count that part towards the 75,000 square amot. Pahot mikan nimdadin ima. But if they're smaller than that, if they're rocks that are smaller than 10 tefahim high, or cracks that are less than 10 tefahim deep, they're considered to be part of the field, because we understand that no field is perfectly level. There are cracks and there are points in the field that rise up. So therefore, they would be included in the 75,000 square amot, because they're only considered to be small bumps or small dips in the field, and they're still part of that one field. But if he used a different type of lashon, v'im amad lo bebet kur kebet kur afar, if the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you like a field of bet kur of earth, in that situation, he's not required to give him a bet kur that would be level. And therefore, afilu hayusham nekaim amukim yoter asara tefahim, o selaim gevohim yoter me'asara tefahim, hare elu nimdadin ima. So in that situation, if there were cracks deeper than 10 tefahim, or there were stones higher than 10 tefahim, they are measured with the rest of the field. Since he used the lashon, he used the language like a bet kur of earth, he's not telling him, I'm selling you a bet kur of earth, I'm selling you something similar. And therefore, he's telling him that anything like a bet kur would be enough and doesn't have to be exactly 75,000 square amot.